Welcome to your daily YouTube briefing. Here are the highlights from today's videos. We begin with artificial intelligence workflows and presentation design. According to Parker Prompts, creating a professional presentation no longer requires hours of manual formatting. Instead, the process can be streamlined by splitting the workload across two specialized tools, Claude for writing the core argument and Replit Design for building the visual slides. The critical mistake most AI slide tools make is jumping straight to design and handing over a good-looking presentation that lacks substance. By using a master prompt in Claude, users can define their role, target audience, tone, and slide count before generating any content. The prompt ensures that titles act as substantive takeaways rather than generic headings, and that the presentation flows as a single cohesive argument rather than a disjointed list of facts. Once the text and speaker notes are refined, the output is pasted directly into Replit Design. Because Claude has already structured the argument, the design agent builds the slides instantly without requiring setup or back-and-forth guessing. Users can then make targeted edits using plain English chat commands or manual design tools, saving custom templates and design systems for future branding consistency. Next, Hassan Abul Hassan introduced an advanced content factory system that automates the creation of comprehensive technical guides using Claude. Moving beyond basic AI-generated content, this automated workflow incorporates five foundational building blocks: a strict contract of rules and guidelines, search data and competitor analysis to gauge topic demand, an automated browser via Playwright to navigate applications and capture screenshots, a live server lab to test technical stacks and measure performance metrics, and a personalized brain containing the creator's voice, stories, and real-world numbers. When given a brief prompt, the system first verifies search interest and outlines experiments before deploying a server, running containers, breaking things on purpose to gather evidence, and taking real-world screenshots without exposing sensitive keys. After drafting the content in the creator's authentic voice, automated verification loops check the evidence and tone before publication. Crucially, the system maintains a closed loop by feeding lessons learned back into the creator's brain, improving future iterations while maintaining human oversight through mandatory final reviews. In creator culture news, Matt Wolff addressed the online controversy surrounding YouTuber Hank Green, who faced criticism after acknowledging he used ChatGPT to find and uncover research papers for his show. While some internet users reacted negatively, accusing him of using AI to write his scripts, Green clarified that he still reads the research papers himself and merely uses LLMs as an advanced search tool to prevent missing relevant studies. Wolff defended Green, arguing that creators face immense pressure and are simply looking for ways to optimize their workflows. He emphasized that the backlash highlights a broader public tension regarding how much automation creators can utilize before audiences question the authenticity of their personal insights, noting that fans often lack grace when creators attempt to streamline their demanding schedules. Shifting to Frontier artificial intelligence updates, Riley Brown discussed the major product releases from Elon Musk's companies, including the launch of Grok 4.6 by SpaceX and the introduction of GrokBot. Grok 4.6 delivers frontier intelligence, outperforming older models in economically valuable work, long professional tasks, and legal benchmarking while offering significantly lower pricing than competing models from Anthropic and OpenAI. Alongside the model release, SpaceX introduced GrokBot, a desktop and iOS super app designed for knowledge workers. Unlike traditional chat interfaces that result in cluttered and lost sessions, GrokBot treats each session as an independent agent with its own title, description, shared plugins, and automated routines known as cron jobs. The platform also provides agents with a full virtual computer running in the cloud, complete with a browser that can be taught tasks through visual recording, setting a new standard for agent-native desktop workflows. However, xAI's rapid ascent has not been without internal turmoil. As reported by the AI Grid, a former xAI engineer named Devin Kim filed a lawsuit against xAI and SpaceX after being fired following internal warnings regarding AI safety protocols. Kim claimed that leadership ignored his concerns about the lack of safety guardrails for Grok, warning that the system could produce discriminatory or dangerous outputs. The lawsuit highlights growing scrutiny over Grok, which previously faced international investigations and regulatory pressure in Canada and Europe over explicit deepfakes, non-consensual image generation, and controversial chatbot outputs. With all of Musk's original co-founders having left the company by March and public admissions that xAI was not built correctly the first time, the lawsuit underscores the intense tension between corporate pressure for rapid market deployment and the critical necessity of rigorous safety cultures. Finally, Ali Abdul shared a practical framework for figuring out what to do with one's life, breaking the daunting question down into manageable components. The first step involves defining core life areas such as work, health, relationships, and hobbies to avoid vague generalizations. The second step requires articulating what you want and what you do not want for each area over the long term, focusing on desired lifestyle characteristics and boundaries rather than locking into specific job titles or rigid corporate ladders. Furthermore, Abdul highlighted a free business idea generator built using Perplexity Computer, which acts as a virtual business coach through an interactive questionnaire, helping users match their personal skills and background to tailored entrepreneurial concepts and draft initial business plans. That concludes your YouTube briefing for today. Thank you for listening.